courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and of course our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to bring you up to date on what's really going on in the world today. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I'm just fine, thank you.
Well, let's you just pick up the ball and run with it and fill our listeners in on what the really important issues are for this last week.
Well, something that is should be of major concern to everyone in the country is that Vice President Dick Cheney is warning of another mass terrorist attack. Now, this can be viewed in two ways. The way that he said it was clearly indicated on undermining the Obama administration in its attempt to, well, the rhetorical attempts. I don't believe they're real. To stop all of the harsh interrogations, the torture, the black prison sites operated by the CIA. Liam Panetta came out yesterday and said that, or today, and said that they're not, he considers waterborne torture, he'll stop the practice. But this is just totally unrealistic. There is a black side of government that simply does things in secret. I mean, even if there was a presidency that truly wanted to stop it, they could simply do what they want because they have their own budgets. I mean, how does a president know anything unless the CIA tells him? And so you could look at it that he's trying to put pressure on the, it's a not so veiled threat that if they don't continue the aggressive tactics of the Bush administration, that there would be another terrorist attack. But what is really disturbing about this is that Cheney is, the only one of the Bush administration that we have absolute firm evidence that he was involved in covering up for the attacks and allowing the attacks to go forth on at least the Pentagon. We have hard evidence of this from Secretary of Transportation Leon Panetta, or Norm Mineta.
Yes.
In any case, he was in the White House Situation Room and saw Cheney in charge, and he saw and witnessed Cheney putting off continually, and a young Air Force officer who kept entering the room and giving the Vice President an update on how close the airliner was coming toward the White House Pentagon area, and kept asking, do the orders still stand? Do the orders still stand? He was frantic about this, and Cheney, in an irritated way, said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary? And, of course, until this happened, until the crash happened, and then there was no need further for the Air Force officers to continue to ask him if the orders still stand, the deed was done. Now, as I said, this conspiratorially charged scene was not witnessed by some theorist about conspiracy, but a member of Bush's own cabinet, Norman Mineta. And to this day, it is one of the best pieces of evidence of government involvement in 9/11. And Mineta, as of, you know, a taped interview in 2007, is still sticking to a story that Cheney was there before the attack and that the orders still stand, query, was about stand-down orders, not about shoot-down orders. The 9/11 Truth Committee in Seattle had a fairly large convention of which they discussed this. They invited Secretary Mineta to come. He did come, and he confirmed all of the things, even though he's been under a lot of pressure from people to deny this. The 9/11 Commission went out of the way to try to prove that Cheney had not even arrived at the bunker until after the Pentagon attack had occurred. And Mineta said this is absolutely untrue. I mean, here we have, you know, a person who we have a national federal committee set up to investigate the 9/11, and they're falsifying information. I mean, this is very similar to the Warren Commission in the JFK. They falsified the information about the magic bullet theory and various other things, and we have the same thing happening in 9/11.
Well, you know, I think it's so interesting about this 9/11 commission. They took testimony from 1,200 people in secret, and they then publicly released the information on 100 people who testified, and this, the information put forward by the other 1,100 people was sealed for 50 years. Why would they seal the information for 50 years unless they were trying to cover up something? And, because, I mean, I've read the 9/11 Commission report, and it's exactly as you said. Norman Mineta described being there in the basement of the White House, you know, on the morning of the 9/11 attack, and, you know, this young military officer keeps coming in and saying, the plane is out 50 miles, the plane is out 20 miles. And then, of course, he comes in again. The plane is 10 miles out, so the orders still stand. And he said, you know, the vice president jerked his neck around and said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything any different? And of course, then, of course, the plane hits the Pentagon. Obviously, they were not trying to stop it. There were planes right across the river, you know, a minute away, you know, by air, and yet they called the planes in from 150 miles away, and they sent them out over the Atlantic Ocean rather than sending them to Washington, D.C. Of course, they didn't want to stop the attack on the Pentagon. When are the American people going to wake up and realize the whole 9/11 attack was phony?
Well, Mineta, of course, attacked directly the issue of what did it mean by the order still stand. He said, when I overheard something about the order still stand, and so I thought it was that they had already made the decision to shoot something down. And that's the natural thing. You'd think a patriotic vice president is going to give orders that you're going to shoot it down. But, of course, you know, it doesn't make sense in terms of the closening approach of the threat and still asking if the orders still stand. I mean, he wouldn't be more and more frantic or increasingly frantic as the airplane got more close if the orders were to shoot something down.
So you're suggesting the order was, we are not to try to shoot it down.
Absolutely, because otherwise that would be the only thing to explain the frantic nature of the query as the aircraft is getting closer. I mean, the orders had to be, don't shoot it down. Otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be worried about...
And the Pentagon had anti-aircraft batteries on it. It's the most highly protected building in the whole world. And yet, of course, it did nothing to stop the plane from coming in. Or whatever came in, it did nothing to stop it. So we've been lied to consistently. All of the videos that were taken that day that were focused on the Pentagon have all been, well, I think they showed one of them, and it didn't show anything at all. Why, if there's nothing to conceal, why are they concealing it? There's 3,000 Americans were killed that day, and the complicity of the people at the highest levels of our government are responsible for their death. 1,100 bodies have never been recovered.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Corral Sports Bar and Grill and Brush reminds all parents, children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which may involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy, and these are very dangerous and deadly. Parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs. Talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. That's from Corral Sports Bar and Grill, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Corral Sports Bar and Grill, 101 Clayton Street in Brush.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. He's talking about, of course, Vice President Dick Cheney's recent warning that there is going to be another major terrorist attack in America. Why would Dick Cheney say that when, of course, it's very obvious that the initial attack was contrived and nothing was done to stop it? Go right ahead.
Well, obviously, the conclusion I'm drawing, which people should be concerned about, is that there's a high probability, since he's warning this, that he, in fact, knows that they're going to plan to bring another such terrorist attack upon the United States to turn the public around. Not that this would be attacked by real terrorists, but this would be attacked by terrorists who are, in fact, controlled at the highest level. I'm not saying that the ones that hijacked the airplanes actually knew that they were working under the planning of black operations in the U.S., but because I believe the black operation controls at the highest levels of Al-Qaeda, and there's legitimate hateful Americans that are below them thinking that they're doing their bidding against America. But in fact, I believe the highest operation is controlled by the black operations in the CIA and has been ever since the attacks in Afghanistan against the Russians when they gained control over Al-Qaeda or actually facilitated its creation. Now, I think the U.S. has generally become disbelieving and apathetic about the constant rhetoric about the war on terror, about the constant hassle of airport warnings. It's just that people are tired of all this and nothing ever happens. I've long made the case that the government's case against terror is completely bogus, although I admit that the longer the U.S. continues to meddle in the Middle East, the more real terrorists they will generate. But it's interesting that even with wide-open borders, and I made this point several times, even on your show, with wide-open borders to the south and to the north, and they're maybe half-closed now, but they're still essentially wide open. The Mexicans still can come across with impunity, and so could terrorists. So why aren't there any normal small terrorist attacks happening? Why are there no railroad tracks that are blown up? Why are there no electrical pylons that are blown up with a couple of sticks of dynamite? Easy to do. Doesn't take a lot of financing. Doesn't take any organization, but nothing. Absolutely nothing. But in fact, these big, highly organized attacks always require a tremendous amount of sophistication and support. And when you start tracing that stuff back, you always find black ops run by Russia or the United States are supplying the equipment. And in fact, every single prosecution of any Muslim group for domestic terrorism in Britain or the United States has the presence and has been admitted in court of government informants. Now, they claim that they're there only to inform upon, but we find when you look at the testimony, they were the ones that were doing the rabble-rousing. They were the ones doing the recruiting. They were the ones telling them where to get the arms and the explosives and how to do the attacks. This, Dr. Stan, is provocation, pure and simple. And this is the manipulated use of terrorism to continue to create this threat scenario that justifies the diminution of constitutional liberties, that justifies continued surveillance of Americans. all of this thing has been justified by the phony threat of terrorism. Now, Treasury Secretary, former Assistant Treasury Secretary Paul Craig Roberts has agreed with me on this, that this is, terror threat is bogus. He takes another tact of saying, you know, why, if we have terrorists and open borders, haven't we have any assassination of these neocons who brought us to war? They're the hated people. Now, I don't think that that's as good an example as my simple terrorism examples of blowing up railroad tracks. I mean, assassinating high-profile people, even former areas of government, is not as easy as doing things out in the middle of the wilderness in the United States, which is more typical of what an untrained terrorist who just simply hated the United States would do. It takes a pretty good team of things to track and find out where persons are living and to pick the time to attack and to escape and all of those things. So I don't think, although, you know, it's true, you know, in a medium sense, the medium threat sense, that clearly some of these unprotected neocons should have been by now assassinated by terrorists if it was really a real threat. But whether you pick Paul Craig Roberts' examples or my simpler examples, I mean, there have been no suicide bombers walking into malls in the United States. We're totally unprotected. I mean, even when you're protected in Israel, you can't hardly stop them except by walling off the country. And the United States continues to drag their feet about finishing these fences. It's amazing. It's true that the Mexicans have been vandalizing the fences and things. But, you know, the Border Patrol has their hands tied behind the back. The Ramos and Campeón prosecution, when they tried to, when they used their weapons against a drug smuggler, was used to give a very chilling sign to the Border Patrol not to use their weapons, not to be aggressive in attacking these people. We have Mexican military driving their Humvees across the river and assisting in the delivering of drug trade across the border, and we essentially do nothing. I mean, the U.S. could be very, very aggressive about shutting down the border, and they continue to allow environmentalists to block their way, even though they have the power to declare it as a matter of a national emergency and simply wipe these lawsuits away, as they do every time that, you know, they do anyway. They only allow the environmentalists to do things that they essentially want to slow down, such as the delivery of oil to the United States or the sealing of our border.
Agreed. I mean, they use the environmentalists to block nuclear power because they don't want a solution to the electricity problem or the power problem. They want, of course, to destroy the infrastructure of our nation, and so they allow the environmentalists to block oil drilling and natural gas drilling and the development of nuclear power. And then they say, gee, we've just got such a shortage of power and electricity, and things are just going to get terrible in this country, but it's all those environmentalists' fault. The environmentalists are financed by the big oil companies. When are people going to wake up? Go ahead.
Absolutely true. And so these things are very sophisticated. You're not going to get you know, these kinds of contradictions pointed out by the news media. They're very smart. They obviously see these contradictions, and you see that in their blogs sometimes, but they'll never put it in print because they wouldn't be able to keep their jobs. Their editors would frown upon them bringing up conspiratorial contradictions to the standard line. And so most of the time the media simply puts across the media, and then they simply repeat what people from the administration say. They give it broad distribution within the airwaves. They bring out people that are approved by the Pentagon to talk about military operations, and that, of course, is then controlled. We have a great deal of control of the media in the United States, mostly by what they omit to tell people. And so I think the threat is very real, that we will see another terrorist attack. This will set the stage for the return of power to a Republican administration after Barack Obama. I think Barack Obama's not going to be able to solve any economic problems as well. And I think that will accrue to the Republican advantage. And I think essentially, because I am predicting there will be a war against the United States in the coming decade or so, with Russia and China being the main promulgators of that war, and that our globalists are instigating and rattling their sabers and intervening around the world in order to provoke that war, So I think we need to watch for the turning of the American public back to a pro-patriotic, pro-war on terrorism, pro-intervention administration, who will become the war president of the next generation. I don't see Obama being that. I see a strong, hard-charging, cheerleading military man, a Republican coming up for that position. Now, it's possible to have an FDR president, but you notice he got elected as the war president by saying, I'll keep you out of war. He got elected by giving the total conservative position and then completely betrayed it. And I think Americans finally need to learn the lesson of the Bush administration, that when you have wolves in sheep's clothing proclaiming to be on your side, you've got to look at their works. You've got to look at their background. Look at Newt Gingrich, you know, who snookered the American people in the 90s during the Clinton administration by his contract with America. The first thing he did when he got in as Speaker of the House was pass NAFTA and GATT, which wasn't even on the agenda. I mean, this guy was a total fraud. He was a leftist economist that came out of academia and proclaimed to be a right-winger, and he wasn't at all. So I think Americans need to wake up that we have wolves in sheep's clothing and that they intend to lie to us, and it's just happening all the time. We have to be able to see through that.
And I think the most important thing for our listeners to realize is the same people who control the Republicans control the Democrats, and Obama has at least 11 members of the Trilateral Commission in key positions in his administration that we know of, and there's only 87 people there in the North American chapter, and yet they surround Obama in all of the key positions, and they were the same people who surrounded Bush and the first Clinton and the Clinton administration, the first Bush administration. Nothing has changed. You have a small clique who controls both political parties and makes mockery out of this concept of pre-elections. And certainly Barry Goldwater talked about that in his book with No Apologies, where he wrote that the purpose of the Trilateral Commission was to seize to gain control of the financial and commercial interests by first seizing control of the government of the United States. That's on page 280 of his book. And that's exactly what they've done. It doesn't matter whether they have the Democrats or Republicans. The same people are always in control, and the change we're going to get is a change for the worse.
Well, and that's why, even though, you know, I'm descendant of the great, you know, W. Cleland Skousen, who was the champion of the Constitution, I don't believe that our movements to simply restore a constitutional government is what's going to do the job. The issue is that we've got a conspiracy to lie and to steal and to cheat and to take power and of corruption. And it involves Congress, it involves the courts, it involves the executive, of course, and all of the law enforcement agencies of government that have this dark side. And they're simply in there through the hidden use, and sometimes not so hidden use, of power and force. And this is not an intellectual argument. This is an argument of waking the American people up to the fact that we've got a conspiracy to take away liberty. And it's not an intellectual argument over whether or not, I mean, I cover in today's World Affairs Brief that's coming out, the issue of betraying your oath of office. So this is such a serious thing now. People who raise their right hand to sworn to take an oath to the Constitution, and they just deliberately disregard, because there's no one in the enforcement level of government that's going to take them to task for it.
Well, Joe, I think that we ought to say what is really true, and that is that the people in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission are subversives. Their intent is to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and take us into a world government, and they should be arrested and tried for treason. And, of course, many of these people have sworn to uphold our Constitution, and as you say, they have no intention of doing it. Well, let's call them what they are. They're subversives, and until the American people are willing to do that, nothing's going to change.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, these people are working for a different cause, and the cause is not for the liberty, not for the Constitution. They're simply playing lip service to the Constitution, but you know, the American people, short of revolution, cannot enforce that. And that's why when you corrupt all of your enforcement elements, which is Congress. They won't impeach anymore. You know, impeachment is off the table. In fact, that's one of the interesting things about the Clinton impeachment trial. It was to make a mockery of impeachment. It was sabotaged by the very Republicans who were supposed to do the impeachment. That's what David Schiffer said. He said it was the Republican side that kept me from taking any substantive action against Clinton. They wanted to make a spectacle of it over the sexual innuendos, and even though that was inappropriate for a president, they used it to denigrate the process of impeachment by raising the bar to something important in the future. And now there's nothing, apparently, that raises the bar. Even, you know, President Bush falsifying evidence to go to war and, you know, surveilling the American people, doing unconstitutional, if that doesn't raise to the bar, then impeachment is dead. And that's what they intended to do.
Well, how can you justify torture? And you can't justify it. Yet the American people have been silent and refused to speak out. After all, we've got to protect ourselves from the wicked terrorists, or do we? Next time it could be you or somebody in your family.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling says it's been a pleasure serving you this past year. A new year is a time for happiness, to look forward to the future. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. So this year, do yourself, your family, and your community a favor. Remember to drive defensively, courteously, and soberly. Make this season a safe time of year. If you must have a belt for the road, make it a seat belt. Brought to you by the great people at Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28 and a half in Sterling. On the air, because they care, wishing you and your family a safe new year.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The Beth Messiah congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And before we go on, Joel, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get a free copy of the of your publication and perhaps go ahead and subscribe to it?
Well, the World Affairs Brief is a by-subscription Internet service. It comes out every Friday. We discuss these kinds of things on a much more detailed, a lot more backup information. And people can review my publication on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. They can can even get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget how to do that, it tells them right how to do it on the synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief on the front page of the website. That's worldaffairsbrief.com. And I know you and others use the website because of all the free information that's there. For example, my research staff publishes the best of the conventional news and all of the links to the stories on the front page, just right below the summary. And so people can go to worldaffairsbrief.com every day and get the benefit of having my staff pre-screening this information.
Well, it's great information. I recommend it to everybody. That's World Affairs Brief. I was already up on it early this morning, so go right ahead.
Well, you know, one of the advantages that they've got with Barack Obama and his president, even though the same people control his presidency as they did the Bush presidency, just Team A versus Team B, they do take slightly different positions. But a lot of this are rhetorical positions. For example, Barack Obama came out, against lobbying. He's going to shut down the lobbyist influence. And he names Tom Daschle, who has got huge income from lobbying as well as tax problems because of not reporting lobbying income and various other perks that he was getting, and promotes him as Secretary of, what was it, Transportation that he was up for?
Health and Human Services.
Yes, Health and Human Services. And, of course, Tom Daschle is in favor of a national health system like Hillary Clinton, and he was going to be a real problem. Of course, anybody they commit to this job will be a real problem. But this was such a hypocritical position to, send the direct message that, I'm against lobbying and I'm going to restrict lobbying. And then I name one of the biggest violators of the lobbying principle to be your Secretary of Health and Human Services. And, of course, Barack Obama has the chutzpah to sit there and to apologize to the American people, and he's very, very good at it. He's got a preacher-type mentality. He's very, very good at coming across, and people forgive him for every one of these things because they're convinced that he's really sincere about these things. You have Liam Panetta coming out today, and as I said, saying that we just find waterboarding horrible, we're not going to allow it, but this is just ridiculous for the American people to believe that the presidency can, in fact, control these things. If they tried to stop the dark side of government from doing what they have been doing for years, they would simply be eliminated. And that's happened to people for much lesser interference, just being whistleblowers get eliminated. In any case, Barack Obama is just getting wow reviews for making a big issue out of the excessive salaries. Last year alone, for example, $20 billion within companies that got bailouts from the government were given as bonuses. Bonuses for what, everyone is saying? What, for losing all that money, for creating a havoc of the economy, and you're getting $20 billion in bonuses? And that's only the public knowledge of bonuses. There's all kinds of secret compensation that goes on, too. But in any case, it's the big deal now about we're going to cap the salary cap of $500,000 to these executives who receive, well, of course, it's really only those that receive dramatic compensation through the bailout program. And what that's supposed to mean, nobody knows who this is going to apply to. But in any case, there are dozens of ways that these companies have of giving compensation to people, even after the fact. I mean, they can wait 5 years and have a secret contract to give them compensation after this is all blown over. In fact, none of the excessive compensation was actually taken possession of by these executives when it was given. That would create a huge tax problem. This stuff was put away in companies, created a liability for the companies. They're going to pay it off in the future. And part of those are the liabilities they're getting bailed out by the TARP funds that they're receiving. So this is just so much smoke and mirrors that's going on, and everybody within the industry knows it, and it's happened in the past before when they tried to cap executive compensation clear back in 1993, put $1 million cap on top executives, companies shifted to stock options, and in 84 when they were trying to limit excessive severance packages, no golden parishutes, to three times, three times an an executive's annual salary, most companies were only providing severance of 1 year's salary, and so they all immediately started to give the 3 years. I mean, in essence, the limit actually gave them an excuse to triple the salaries. I mean, this is just incredible. Anyone who thinks that bureaucrats in Washington are going to outsmart these very intelligent lawyers that have paid triple figures to figure out these loopholes is just kidding themselves. And you couple that with the example of the SEC and Bernie Madoff, where you have an actual collusion with the regulators and government to make sure that they don't prosecute the big boys. You have collusion within the IRS that you don't audit the big boys, like Enron, who had 800 offshore tax shelters. If you or I even had one tax shelter, we'd be audited if it were offshore, and yet they weren't audited with 800. That's got to be the silent immunity that I have spoken about for so many years. Now, the stimulus package itself won't have much residual effect. Martin Hutchinson, in an article last week, talked about the tremendous effect that certain types of public works construction have on facilitating economic growth, such as the interstate freeway system had a tremendous effect. The airport system, all of that has a tremendous effect towards stimulating economic growth. But hardly ever, and he goes through a very detailed analysis of every one of the types of things, and he says these are almost all one-shot deals. In other words, the money goes into the economy, and there's no residual effect that increases economic activity. Most of this is just pure bailout to specific insider companies and corporations who will be the beneficiaries. There will be some trickle-down effect to the economy, but it continues to diminish over time. It doesn't increase economic power of the ability of people to make more money within the economy, because these things are essentially one-time things. And then the states, of course, are facing huge deficits. I'm amazed at what I found out this week about what states are claiming is their nominal deficit. California's claiming $13 billion, New York $2.7 billion deficit this year, Massachusetts $2.4 billion, Florida, Pennsylvania in the $2 billion range, Virginia and Alabama and Ohio in the $1 billion range. All the rest of the states, even though 46 are in the red, can get out of the red simply by cutting spending, which they should be doing. But here, these biggest of all debtors, these biggest welfare states, are the ones that are clamoring for a bailout. And why should the other states that who are sacrificing and cutting spending have to have their citizens bail out the ones that are the most profligate in spending? But that isn't the worst of it. The worst of it is that all of these deficits are grossly understated. California's deficit is not $13 billion, it's $42
billion. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen. And first, we've got to cut spending. We've got to get back to responsible government, or they're going to bankrupt this nation. That's exactly what they intend.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, pick up the story.
Well, the worst of this state deficit, and 84 cities are having severe problems, too. These are always the largest cities, too, who have the most tax base, but they're always the biggest spenders because they're welfare states. Worse, governments like California now are refusing to pay people's tax refunds until they get relief. Unjust as this is typical of how government gets people to back a bailout. In other words, we can expect these tactics to spread to other states that are in default. They always cut spending where it hurts people so they can turn public opposition into support for increased taxes, more debt. That's what Schwarzenegger did the last time around. And now that debt is coming back to bite California. And now the solution is a bailout. So what do? You inconvenience, you hold people's funds, their tax refunds hostage, so that they get behind the bailout and demand that Congress do something. So this is just insidious how government does these things. Let me see. Going back to the lobbyist thing, there's been a tremendous amount of lobbying going on. And when you look at these companies that are in default, in bankruptcy, who needed a bailout from them, have spent billions of dollars to lobbying firms around Washington to try to get the bailouts that they wanted. The Washington Times discovered that 18 of the top 20 recipients of federal bailout money spent a combined, get this, Dr. Stan, $12.2 million lobbying the White House, the Treasury Department, Congress, and federal agencies during the last quarter of 2008. Citibank alone, according to the New York Times, fielded an army of Washington lobbyists plunking down $1.77 million in lobbying fees in just the fourth quarter. And, of course, that's matched by Pentagon lobbying is up this year tremendously. This money gets paid eventually by the taxpayers. This money comes as part of their bids to government for defense equipment and increases the price of all these things. They have to pay these lobbying firms. And these lobbying firms have increased the number of members of Congress till now almost, it used to be 4 or 5% of members of Congress used to get retire from Congress and go to work for lobbying firms. It's now in excess of 33% of congressmen go to work for these lobbyist firms, and they don't do anything except lobby their other former friends in Congress, and they have access. When they call on the telephone, they have access, and that's why they're paid these huge six-figure sums, sometimes seven figures, to lobby Congress because it is effective. And the only reason it's effective is because, our constitutional limitations on buying influence have been destroyed, and our constitutional limitations upon what Congress can do in terms of buying votes with benefits to people have been destroyed. So without those limitations, you can never depend upon people to constrain themselves in Congress, because you can't even get reelected without millions of dollars. And how do you gain those millions of dollars? You can't do it by going to the little guy. It's from these major corporate contributions.
The reason that we have a problem is when our founding fathers created the United States, they limited what the federal government could do. The federal government could not provide grants to corporations. The federal government could not provide funds for education or for health or for welfare. Those were functions that were left to the state. There were only 18 things that the federal government could do. So you could have totally corrupt people in Congress, but because they were limited in what they could do by the change of the Constitution, then there was no benefit for lobbyists to come and spend a lot of money to try to get congressmen to do things that they were not allowed to do by the Constitution. Once we abandoned the restrictions of the Constitution, we said Congress can do whatever they want, we no longer had a republic. We had a democracy, and democracies always fail because people vote for the congressman who promises to give them the most. They vote in their own self-interest, and eventually you destroy the system, and that's what we've done.
It's absolutely true. That's why I've never been in favor of term limits. That doesn't solve the problem. I mean, the liberals can put up candidates, when you change candidates every 2 years, liberals can put them up faster than we can find constitutional conservatives, because they've got the issues that they can get votes with by buying benefits and buying influence. You've got to stop the power of people to buy benefits. Now, that's almost impossible politically to, in fact, I will say it's impossible politically to do, because the American people become so benefit corrupted. They want these things. You know, what I'm afraid of is that if you actually had a Supreme Court decision, for example, that said you got to honor the Constitution, and Barack Obama doesn't qualify for that, you could pass an amendment to the Constitution eliminating the native-born statute just like that. That's the kind of corruption we have in the American people. If you said it's unconstitutional to have any bailouts, you could probably talk the American people into passing a constitutional amendment, putting it down. Now, they would rather not have to go through all of that hassle, the powers that be. But I have no confidence in the American people, judging by how they have accepted so wholeheartedly the concept of, well, we have to do this bailout. What other choice do we have? Because, you know, they have trapped us all into a portion of the bailout problems by the mere fact that we've been, our money has been debased, and it's no longer gold-backed, and so that we give our value each day to in exchange for money, and they devalue it, and now we're trapped as part of the system, and we want our value back. And if that means bailouts, then if that means saving our bank accounts, then everyone is in favor of doing that, whereas, in fact, we ought to be throwing the people in jail who perpetrated this fraud of debasing the money, and part of that goes clear back to many generations ago in Congress when they passed illegally, I might say, the 16th Amendment. They passed, the Federal Reserve Bill and the income tax bill. And, it's interesting how when you go back and read the detailed history of the time, the arguments were there. People knew it was a fraud. People knew that what was going on. But just like is happening now, the media was able to squash those lone voices who were warning correctly. Our nation has been warned all along the way, but this conspiracy to control information through the media has been very effective ever since the beginning of the 1900s. So it's much more powerful and much stronger now, much more sophisticated. But we have to continue to sound the warning voice, as you are attempting to do. I mean, look at the shell game going along with Blackwater. The big news, of course, they've been banned from Iraq.
Hey, we're out of time, Joel. But Blackwater will remain in Iraq, either one guy's or another. Thanks very much for being with us. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Imagine for a moment how you would feel as a parent if your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with a constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, on the air because they care.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joel Skousen this morning. And the solution to our problem is to get back to our Constitution. That is the form of government that we have. And there are subversive elements at the highest level of our government working through the Trilateral Commission. If you'd like to know more about them, go to augustreview.com. That's augustreview.com, Pat Wood's website. You'll find out that the people who control Time Magazine and Newsweek Magazine and U.S. News and World Report are all members of the Trilateral Commission. There's only 87 North American members. There are about 120 members altogether, but they come from Canada and Mexico, the others. But this very, very small group of U.S. citizens, at least 10 of them, are working within the Obama regime, and Richard Holbrooke has been a member of the Trilateral Commission in the past, is also there working in the State Department. Understand that this electoral system is a fraud. It's time for you to help us get the information out. And certainly you need to get my November and December 2008 newsletters. They're up on our website at radioliberty.com. What do you need to understand what's going on today? First of all, you need to understand it from a scriptural point of view. That's why we carry Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs. There are two parts. They're called The Final Countdown, Part 1, Part 2. Each has five DVDs in it. A lot of good, sound, biblical teaching there. We recommend them. We have similar sets on creation and also on RFID identification. So we recommend these to you, and then we'll be carrying others of his material as well. And then, of course, you need to, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to understand that there is another dimension. There really are people who worship a different God in key positions in government. I telephone, and, of course, that the Brotherhood of Darkness, the book, the DVD, the tape, you can get them all together, the Brotherhood of Darkness special. This is where you need to begin your study. And then, of course, my talk on the forbidden secret with the syllabus. My talk on the planned police state with the syllabus. And yes, there is a plan for a police state in America, and you need to get our concentration camps video. It's called America Behind Gold Barbed Wire, our four-tape set on concentration camps. You need to get the amazing clips or the shocker where you will actually hear congressmen talking about the plan to round up Americans and put them in concentration camps. And believe me, this is getting closer and closer. Understand, these people know exactly what they're doing, and they're going to create crisis and in our country and chaos in our country and use it to justify the implementation of a dictatorship. So you can sit back and do nothing, or you can become involved with us and help us to educate others. We need the majority of the American people on our side. And hopefully, when they try to impose their dictatorship, it'll not be as it was in Germany when first they came for the members of the Labor Party, and I wasn't a member of the Labor Party, and I wasn't concerned. And then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, and I wasn't concerned. And then they came for the Catholics, and I was a Protestant, and I wasn't concerned. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is what they're going to do here in America, because the same spiritual forces are at work here that were at work in Hitler's Germany. If you have to get in the background of what is going on, there is a spiritual battle, there is a supernatural battle taking place. There really are organizations out there that are Luciferian. You can go up on the Internet and look up Gnosticism. You can go to LuciusTrust.org. Read what they have to say about the Ascended Masters who rule the world. And behind The people in the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and the Bilderberger are powerful spiritual forces. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable.